Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Hello, Specialist fans. We are here talking Big Brother. You have wanted it. I don't know if the Specialist necessarily needed it, but we wanted to do it here this summer for you guys. So Blake and I have decided let's do Big Brother this summer.
Right. It was not at gunpoint by Phil. It was, does anybody want to do this? People have said, can we get some more Big Brother stuff? And, you know, I watch Big Brother. I have for Big Brother 3 was like 2002. So legitimately, it has been a part of my life for 21 years where I can remember where I was, like what room I was in when watching Big Brother 3. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of history of the show. There's a lot of like, oh, my God, cringe. Like, please nobody know that I'm doing this. So stepping out into the Big Brother, I am going to do this kind of stuff and put myself out, my opinions out into the Big Brother ether and know how crazy the fan base can be. I think it's either the dumbest thing I've ever done or maybe it'll be pretty cool in this summer.
Yeah, I am not a day one fan. My first season was 19 watching live. And then I went back and watched a few other seasons, but it's mainly I watch it because Survivor's not on and I need that like reality TV competition show fix. So it's not my favorite of the three. I will say the CBS like reality TV competitions, but it's good to have during the summer.
It's good because the alternative is like going outside and playing dodgeball. You can only do that so often. Mm-hmm. And no matter how bad Big Brother gets, it's not worse than getting hit in the face with a ball. So that I get it. That's also why I watch during the summer. I really do like the live feed aspect of the show of mm-hmm. like if I'm bored, like I remember volunteering at the hospital as like a teenager and being like, there's nothing to do at the back of this pharmacy because I took all my deliveries already. Let me literally see what's happening on Big Brother. Like mm-hmm. at that point, I think it was like eight's the only one that it's not because eight was the winter season. But like Big Brother, it's going to date me so much. Like seven, like All Stars was probably that year. And it was just like, it's so cool to be like, I can watch these arguments develop in real time. Mm-hmm. Somebody is going to be like, oh, I know that you're lying or whatever. And we know all this stuff. I think everyone who's probably tuning in this is like, you don't have to tell me why you like Big Brother. We like it for the same reasons. But it is something of, why am I still doing it? And I think there was an obsessive part of me in the past where I would watch, not live feeds, but like, every live argument and then like okay a couple seasons I paid for live feeds and would watch sometimes there's mm-hmm. the thing on like I don't know what remember what network it was but it was like we have 3 hours of Big Brother feeds it was like Crave or it was some random network that with the owl and it was like okay I'll watch this every night on the way to bed that's within the last like 8 years I think but it is something where Big Brother is equal parts a silly show mm-hmm. where it's going to be like we're wearing leotards but then there's also Big Brother 15 where there was an extreme amount of racism where we're putting all this kind of stuff of like this is a what is happening on the show is not for CBS so I think it's crazy of a show like Big Brother can mean so much to so many people of like it's just a fun dumb thing or it could literally be like watershed moments that like lead to people being like canceled or it's not canceled, but it's more of like, this is just real life microcosm mm-hmm. of our thing. And when people do the whole like, why are people so homophobic? It's like, well, when you go back to 2006, people were homophobic. And like, yeah. I think that's something where, good Lord, if you're trying to catch up on old seasons, 45 episodes of an hour long each is like, it's good hard. Lord.
It is hard. I've gone back to a few seasons and I'm just like, this is rough, especially like I didn't know at first, like season one of Big Brother is not Big Brother. So I just started watching this. I was like, okay, this is not like the thing that is currently on my TV. What is up with this? And then I go to season two and I'm like, all right, this is better, but it's still such a like slog. There's the strategies and stuff are so much different because the game is so much different from current Big Brother. So it was like a very big like, oh, here is how like the game evolved with the have-nots, the slop, the peanut butter and jelly, you know, that the food competitions and all that.
I mean, and that's something that was hilarious in Big Brother 3, because it's like the peanut butter and jelly bikinis they were putting on the girls. I think that is the Jeff, get them chocolate and peanut butter moment from Amazon. It's the same thing for Big Brother fans of like, I remember like, I don't have to do the math every time, but as a kid watching that, I was like, why are these people putting peanut butter bikinis on?
Yeah.
And it was like, Blake, do not watch that. And now, yeah, now 20 years later, when you're gay, you're like, okay, like I liked it for different, because they were slaying. But like, I think what's cool about Big Brother is it was one thing, and then they quickly realized that won't work for American audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And watching someone like Dr. Will in 2, and then Daniel Reyes in 3, those were people who, if they don't exist, or if they break their leg in the first week, mm-hmm. and get removed from the game, I don't think we have season 26 of Big Brother coming out in a month, because they not only like showed, hey, maybe Survivor's kind of like we work together until we can't anymore, but Big Brother is an individual game where you're going to be making fun of your competition. You're going to be calling them losers behind their back. You're going to be like putting them in situations where they can't like figure it out and being like, gotcha. And that's mm-hmm. something where I love about the game of one person. You have to be good with everyone. And as somebody who, like, I don't walk into every room and point at somebody and go, I'm not going to get along with you. But there is a thing where, like, I can't be friends with everyone. And in Big Brother, that means you'll probably, if Jasmine gets an HOH, she's going to put me up because we just haven't got along this whole time. Mm-hmm. I actually like Jasmine, but... Jasmine's a funny character. I was trying to think of a name that wasn't somebody, but there's so many people that have been on Big Brother at this point. But like, I love that part of it, of an individual who's been ostracized can flip the game on its head and open up a new 2-week like game shift. And mm-hmm. you can't really do that on Survivor unless you have an idol. And so I think that's why Survivor probably saw that a person could do that and was like, oh, let's do an idol for our game. I feel like Big Brother could have inspire that for Survivor, maybe.
Yeah. I also like I like the challenge a lot, and it almost feels like Big Brother is very similar to the challenge, but done with like inflatable objects instead of like heavy metal and all that. So it just seems like just a social dynamic game where, like you were talking about, with you have to be good with everybody, but then know how to navigate around not being good with everybody and then getting yourself off the block. But what I do love is like, you can fight for yourself with the veto. There's a way that, you know, like unlike Survivor, where you're not out solely with a vote, right? You have a chance to still survive. And then once you know the nominations, they're set, you don't have to like trip every time, you know, nomination day comes up, because you're not on the block. You're safe. Right. You don't have to constantly worry about being backstabbed once the veto is over. So I like some of those mechanics where you can like have the sanity of, all right, I'm safe now. Because if Survivor was that long in a house where there just like a vote could happen, I would go, I don't think people would come out of Big Brother.
No, they'd go absolutely bananas. And like, that's something that I think that's why some people get complacent or like, I'll just get to jury. I like my $1,000 a week I get from that. I was making nothing as a foot model for a bit or whatever. But like, I think that's equal parts like somebody like a super competitive person that you guys all know is controlling the house has a week to beat you instead of a day to beat you, like on Survivor, of maybe when you see some fallen angels of somebody going home at like if you gave Omar a week to figure out that you're trying to plan around him, he will be like, I sniffed it out. Yeah. But if you're beating Omar in one day, it's like all he had to do was have a bad day and need a nap and you got him. Mm-hmm. But like, I think that's kind of a thing where it's like a slog for the viewers. And I know when you're talking about your favorite shows, you never want to say the word a slog, but like Big Brother's 100 days now. And we're starting this like a month in advance to give us like a springboard of like, here's what we like about the show. Here's our favorite seasons of the show. Here's our favorite players. We may touch on some of those today, but it's like when we start on July, whatever day it is, it's 100 days from there, and it is 3 hours a week. We're not going to be doing 3 hours of podcasting week, thank God, but it is something where, like, when I miss an episode of the show, it is kind of like, well, I'll figure it out. Like, mm-hmm. I pay attention to the veto, like who wins veto. I always spoil myself immediately, and that may be a thing that you can say, like, in the comments here of like, well, I'm not going to watch your podcast if it's spoiled because it's that important to me. But I think we'll probably do like a Thursday night episode where we do, here's what happened this week. And then probably a recap, maybe like the Thursday is the one you want to always see. And then we'll do like another episode on either the Monday or a Tuesday, whatever makes more sense for everybody, of like, here's what happened on the Sunday episode and setting up the next one. Mm-hmm. But I think that's something where like, the Thursdays are the most important.
Yeah.
And that's something that used to be sacred on Big Brother, of somebody is going home every Thursday and that somebody wins and can flip the house. And recently they've been doing like, but watch the HOH on Sunday nights. And I don't know if that's messed with you, but like, I hate that.
I hate when I don't. That's what I like the live feeds for, is like, all right, I don't know the HOH yet, so I'm just going to go on the live feeds and watch the challenge play out. If it's like an endurance with like the wall or something like that, where I can like, all right, I have the rest of the time to know that this person is HOH.
True. And like, I think that's the, I don't know how academically we want to get. I always think that's a fun maybe reason to watch our podcast, mm-hmm. because it's like, I have a film degree. I've worked in entertainment for 12 years. I've worked on Big Brother Canada before. So it's like, ooh, maybe it's getting a little too close to home for me doing Big Brother stuff, but no comment on that. But it is something where you're like, if you look at this big, I love reading books about the entertainment industry and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not interested in it, but you're going to get some of that through osmosis from me. And there's a big book of game shows where a very famous game show producer, I think it's Merv Griffin, because that's the one, wouldn't be somebody else. He goes, we need the people to be able to play at home and yell at the screen. That's important. And then you need to kind of like pay off your audience. So Price is Right will never end without a showcase. It'll never say, wow, we ran out of time. Watch the showcase on the next episode. And you never in your hour of watching Price is Right feel like you didn't get what you paid for or what you showed up for. And so I think that's a layer of maybe we've missed the sauce a little bit of like, because it's a live show and we need stuff to edit and we need stuff to do. Oh, if we push the show showing the HOH competition on Sunday, our editors in real life, our producers in real life can have a break and don't have to really worry about Friday because we're going to show it on Sunday. And it's something where you're like, I don't want the people working to have a worse life, but I would love the show to be better. So how do we do both? And I think that's another thing, like CBS is maybe not cutting corners because Big Brother is one of the cheapest shows to do, but it's like, make these editors have a bad Friday so we can have a good show, because the show is going to last forever. And maybe they just miss their sushi party on a Friday, but they could have another sushi party after the show's over.
Or on Saturday, then there's your sushi party.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you feel about, I don't know. Do you read books on game shows and whatever? Are you super casual when it comes to your Big Brother fandom?
My Big Brother fandom is very casual. One of my friends really wanted me to watch with him last season, so I followed along. But sometimes, like, something comes up during a season and I miss a few episodes and I'm like, well, and then just don't finish it. So nice. I am casual, but I'm committed to watching this season.
Hell yeah. We'll be with you every week eventually.
Yeah. So make sure you like and subscribe.
Yeah, you're going to want to be here every week. I think there's something about this that I'm really enjoying that I did not think I would, of like, let's just struggle. What is the right verb here? Of like, let's choke down. Like, all this is crazy because, like, I love Big Brother, but this is the guiltiness of like, I don't want to invite 8 people over to my house for the premiere. And then the opening episode is like, they do 2-hour episodes now where like, oh, Julie can't really hear what she's saying. And the people in the backyard are like, where do we go? Pooch gets some power that doesn't make sense. And they're like, oh, come back next week. And you're like, I have no idea what happened. And people... If people were in my living room and asking me, Blake, what happened? Like, why did you make us watch this? I don't have the answer to that because I'm watching it. Like, I don't know if it's the sunk cost fallacy or whatever, like whatever those layers are. But it's like, I have such fond memories of the show of like, I think we can get into that, of like my favorite season of the show by far. It's a top 5 season of anything, is Big Brother 6. With Janelle just somehow surviving every week. And why did Janelle become America's sweetheart? Why did Janelle become the girl to beat? Give me that key, bitch. Like, it's just something where I never saw that ever. And I think I can do the math on that one. 2006 for me is like, I'm a sophomore in high school. And just like, this is amazing. Like, the introduction of like, Slay! Like, that was just a thing. And you have Kacer and her who are like, we're not trying to date, we're just trying to be a power couple in a different way. I was like, oh, interesting, because there's so many showmances and showmances are kind of a thing where you're like, I don't know, like, are you pro showmance or is it boring? Or like, as a gay individual, you're like, we haven't had a gay showmance on the show ever. And so it's kind of exclusionary of like, if we're rooting for showmances, we're rooting against Hysum because he's
I was watching the interviews for 20 as they were like live interviews or whatever. And I want to say they asked like Casey of, do you think you'll get in a showmance? And I'm just like, are you going to put someone on the show for her to get in a showmance with? Like, what question is that? Like, true. I feel there, you have like your one token and then that's it.
True. And I think they've gotten a little better at that, because like, it's not like I have everyone memorized. I know there's a huge wiki link that you can look and like, here's all the gay people that have been on Big Brother. Mm-hmm. I think it's something where we even had the opposite of that, of like, here's gay exes on Big Brother 8, or you're like, as a senior. I keep doing the math, but I think... Big Brother's even more so to me of like, it's, I can remember where I was every summer based on like, Joe and Dustin are talking about gonorrhea. And like, yes, I have very poor sexual education in West Texas of abstinence is the best choice. Like, what does gonorrhea mean? I'm going to search this. Why do gay men have gone? Is it everyone? And and like, everyone's like, man, screw Joe. Dustin should have dropped him. And then 5 weeks later, you're like, Dustin's a maniac. Like, I may be more on Joe's side than ever I thought I would be. Like, there's just so many of those stories where you're like, oh, like, we're meeting these 20 people. It's not ever 20. We're meeting these 16 people. And, like, we have no idea who they are. But in 3 months, we're going to hate some of these people's freaking guts.
Yeah, like, oh, they get another confessional? Like, why aren't they purpled?
Right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite season that you've seen so far?
I'm a big 20 gal. I like season 20 a lot. I think Brett is hilarious. He's such a good, like, antagonist to the season, poking holes at everything. I like Casey as the winner. I like Tyler as the runner-up. So I just think it's like a good overall season. You have two sides of the house. You have this one of the stupidest alliance names ever in Faute.
Hell yeah.
So
names or one of the stupidest alliances?
Either. Take your pick. But yeah, I like 20 a lot.
Nice. Because 20, I think, is probably my favorite of the, they don't do new era, but yeah. It's definitely my favorite of the last like five of like, I just love seasons when there's clear sides and it's like, I'm ride or die just for these. And then there's always like some dopey dude, like for Big Brother 6, it was Howie. For Big Brother 20, it's Fessy. And like, they screw up something, like they don't go after the other side for some awful reason. Then it turns into a complete steamroll. But it's something where like Big Brother is best whenever you're yelling at the screen. And I don't know if we got that really much last year. Mm-hmm. And like, I swear, if there's ever a, oh, this is who you voted out 2 weeks ago, this is who you voted out last week, now they're both going to go back in the house and everyone else gets a free week. And a Thursday from now, they're going to have a competition and whoever loses doesn't get to stay in the house. We may just go dark for 10 straight days. Say, tell everyone like, okay, you guys go to Disney or something.
Come back, yeah.
Or maybe just make up and watch a different season for 10 days or whatever. I don't know. And it's something where you're like, well, why are you podcasting if you hate it? Because I know that's maybe something that people say. And it is just, it's popcorn. Like, do you like popcorn? It's like, yes, I love popcorn. Are you going to get it at a fine restaurant? No. If someone gets popcorn next to you, I'm going to put my hand over and grab some if it's nearby. Do you have your favorite season of popcorn? Like, I have my favorite flavor of popcorn. Am I going to go out of my way to get that flavor popcorn? It's like, no, if it's near me, I'll get it or whatever. But like, I don't see, if you were trying to tell me like Big Brother is a prestige series, I'd be like, girl, no, this is a time to have fun, a time to laugh at ourselves. And like, what do you think about Julie Chen? She's kind of had a transformation recently. Let's get it all out about Julie Chen.
Oh, she's not the best host, in my opinion.
Okay.
I feel like it should be a little easier to read a teleprompter, but like, that's her whole bit, is being the Chen bot nowadays. So like, if she is robotic, like, that's her bit.
True.
I think one of my least favorite things is, Julie, you look so ravishing tonight. Julie, you look so beautiful. I'm like, all right, not everyone needs to say this.
True. I think Julie she's the common denominator for every season. So I think it's really cool to have that barometer, or whatever word makes me sound smart, of like this is what Julie was caring about this year, of like, look how her dress this way. And like, I've been to two live evictions and Julie is stunning in person and she seems so professional and so good. And then you're like, oh, maybe that doesn't translate
I've never been to a live eviction and I'm sure like she's wonderful in person, but it just like as soon as this all right we're live, it just doesn't like
right. It's a very hard job. I think she does have a bit harder job than Jeff Probst because she can't go okay scratch that
yeah retake or,
yeah and like I think there's the idea of a live audience that we're never in the live audience. They never are like, if you yell, you're out of here. But like nobody does that because they want to come back or whatever. But I think the live interview with somebody after they get voted out, where you're hitting them over with the cue card of like, how'd you screw up so bad? Like that's a fun moment that her hitting Marcellus is like a iconic moment of reality TV. I think that's something where the bones are good for Big Brother, but we don't really put the muscle on. I don't know if that's a good analogy, but like I kind of want, oh, I'm kind of done with Big Brother. We get a new host. Oh, I'm kind of done with Big Brother. We get not brand new producers, but maybe like a new direction this season or something would be pretty cool instead of like, oh, it's week 8. It's time to do OTEV. And you're like, if I know it's going to be OTEV, that means the players know it's going to be OTEV. That means I'm just watching the same thing 5 times in a row. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is why I'm getting tired of this stuff. But yeah. You haven't seen 400 seasons.
No, so I have
maybe
not.
This is brand new.
No. So I have not kept track that OTEV is on week 8. I'm just like, oh, yes, OTEV. I know this.
Oh, yes. It's veto backwards. You know that, right?
I did know that one.
Okay, great. Making sure we didn't have to start from square 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
We do have some question comments. Big Brother over the top, hate or love. Never watched Big Brother over the top that well because it was like, I think that was during winter.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the Paramount Plus equivalent at the time. So I didn't watch it. And Jason Roy is kind of crazy. So that was like, he's on it the entire time. I wasn't like, I got to get back into this.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you guys like Big Brother Canada? Take it away. You love Big Brother Canada, right?
I've never seen Big Brother Canada. Well, scratch that. I've seen like one, maybe 2 episodes of Big Brother Canada. I couldn't tell you what season, but a group of friends was like watching it on Zoom and I was like, I'll hang out. And that was the end of my Big Brother Canada experience.
They were saying, don't you know? And oof.
Or I'm pretty sure you have more experience with Big Brother Canada.
Yes. So that's, I've worked on multiple seasons of Big Brother Canada. My favorite one that I worked on was Big Brother Canada 10. I am very sad about the news that maybe Big Brother Canada won't be coming back. I feel like there's better people to watch on the nuance of Canadian television of why 12 seasons of Big Brother Canada is kind of crazy. I do think Big Brother Canada does some stuff better than Big Brother US of like their direction of how they do stuff, or these are a little bit interesting more games, but if we could put the money of Big Brother America with some of the direction of Big Brother Canada, I think we'd have a banger thing. Who knows about who would do the casting? But I think that's just something where I always watch Big Brother for weeks because I'm chasing the moments that I used to have with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's always the ability the squirrel gets a nut or blind squirrel gets a nut twice or whatever, or broken clock is right twice a day. And like on my daughter's birthday, like Brett and Rockstar, like that's so a good moment where when you're in it and you're watching it live, you're like, thank God I didn't miss this episode because this is what I've been waiting for 5 years or whatever. And you could probably be like, oh, there's moments like that every year. Taylor Hale winning a season whenever she was ostracized from the very beginning is such a cool story. It sucked to be a part of that, of how mean they were to her
yeah
for a solid month. That was heartbreaking. I know that could probably turn people off of Big Brother, but to if you were turned off by that and then 2 months later she wins a show, you're probably like, damn, what was going on that whole time? But I think there's a reason why we do this, and it's the juice is good. Is it worth the squeeze? Do I have to be there while it's being squeezed? Well, now we have a freaking podcast for the specialists. So yes, we are.
Yes.
But the juice is worth drinking. Let's squeeze it together and hope for the best.
As long as it's not Kool-Aid, I'm good.
Oh, yes. No Kool-Aid here. Are you allergic to Kool-Aid, or are you just...
No, I love Kool-Aid. Just sipping the Kool-Aid is just I don't know if I want to sip the Big Brother Kool-Aid.
Okay. It's not going to be your favorite show after one season of podcasting it?
We'll try. I'll try for you, Blake.
Okay. Who's your favorite Big Brother person that got over to Amazing Race?
Ooh, to Amazing Race? I think you're trying to set me up for a Rachel answer here.
I love Rachel.
I mean, they're on the cover. Should we go Janelle and Brittany?
Okay.
That was interesting to see them play that season. I've only seen the season once, but I want to say they were robbed because of the stupid twist where they had to like battle to get into like to step on the mat, and they would have aced that that leg had they not had to like do a challenge to be able to check in to the pit stop, something like that. But
my favorite
Janelle and Brittany were hilarious.
Yeah, my favorite Janelle moment is where they're in the middle of, I believe it's Japan, and they're looking at some of these shoes are chocolate and everyone is struggling. And Janelle's there for about 35 seconds and goes, it's that one. And I was just like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting to see them on the race, especially because they are like just friends who came from Big Brother, not like Brendan and Rachel who now are in a relationship who got there from Big Brother.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah. Sheesh. I'm currently rewatching Blood Versus Water, so Hayden is on my screen now. I still haven't watched The Brigade, but I haven't seen season 10, but I know about it.
You don't have to rush to do that. Because, that was Brittany's original season, Rachel's original season, mm-hmm. Big Brother 12 with Hayden. And boy, was that like a crazy season where you're watching. Like, I think anytime there's a Twitter thread where it was like, who ended someone else or who talks so much trash? You're like, is this even allowed? You always see I can't remember his name, but he goes after Rachel. I'm literally gonna, this is why we are gonna do Googling while we do this Big Brother 12 cast. I don't think I should know his name because it's Reagan. I knew it was a weird name. Reagan the gay guy.
Not so that we're supposed people to. People watching named Reagan. Wow.
Yeah. I went to Reagan Elementary growing up, but we spelled it like the president because it was not after this guy on Big Brother. But oh, look at these. I could just look in chat. That's so smart. That. Thank you guys. Everyone, you guys should be on the specialist next time. It's definitely the juice is worth the squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
I just actually, if I'm about to say you want someone else to squeeze it, maybe that means it's not worth it. But we're going to be squeezing the berry this season. Okay. We'll be here doing this. This next month, it's going to be a little more structured.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as the premiere happens, I think we'll do the obvious thing of once the episode is over, you're going to come listen to us. If we're your favorite, maybe you have another podcast. Maybe you catch us on the replay.
No,
you got to be here every Thursday night as soon as some HOH is over. Come listen to us. The next month will be structured, but then we'll do episode recaps and here's what we want from stuff and all that stuff. And
yeah,
I don't know anything else before we, that's just what's happening, guys.
Yeah. Welcome to Big Brother. Specialists are in the house.
The specialists are in the house. Will we ever get Phil to watch an episode? No.
One of us just has to not be here for an episode and okay, trick like him. Say like, oh, Blake can't show up. I need someone. Can you just watch this week?
I like that
and
a lot.
And then you're actually still here.
I think that would be a fun segment too of like, we have Phil for 5 minutes. Let's recap him on the week and say it. Just like no context, like Stacy backstabbed Robert, but he was wearing a chicken suit. The chicken suit was because he couldn't do his ABCs correctly in the alphabet soup challenge. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's a mess. And if you're not on board, if you miss one episode, you're going to be behind on Big Brother. So you'll be behind with us.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, anything else, Blake?
I feel like I talked for 2 hours and 30 minutes, but...
Well, it was less than that. Okay. Well, we will see you all next week with a topic to be determined, but it will be more structured than us just yammering at you about why we're doing Big Brother on The Specialist. So tune in next week to see our upcoming hype podcast for Big Brother.